Well, this is the equivalent of the loving kindness meditation I want to teach you lovely Connected Kids trainers. So I just want you to get into a comfortable position and close your eyes. And just to get into a position that you would normally enter into for meditation, just check in with your body and your breath. And just be aware of how it's feeling in this moment. Whatever your thoughts are, whatever you're feeling, just acknowledge all of that with a, it's okay for me to feel or think this. And just do that for a few breaths, so you're really allowing yourself to accept where you are in this moment. And I want you to think about the challenging person, the really challenging person that I've asked you to think about as part of your assessment. Imagine them in as much detail as you can, how they look, how they sound, their height, their clothes, their hair. And as you're imagining all of this, perhaps in your head or in front of you, I want you to notice what happens in your energy system and your chakras, which ones are calling your attention. So the more you focus on this person, the more you notice them, you're just really curious about what you're noticing about this person in your own energy system. So what's being triggered, which energy centres, and it's most likely more than one. And you're just curious about that too. So you're curious about the energy centres that are being activated by this person. And you're not analysing it. You're not trying to work out why. You're just curious and really gentle with it. And really try and bring that as much as you can to your gentle awareness of those energy centres that get activated and triggered by this person. Think about what it is that they say or do that really upsets you, annoys you. So again, just thinking about a situation that involves them, and then just allowing your attention to be curious about your own energy. I want you to take your attention to your heart center. I want you to really breathe in and out of your heart centre, and you might want to do that just silently with the Om, or just with your imagination, just imagining the heart centre open, even if it was one of the energy centres that was triggered. And I want you to really gently allow an energy of unconditional love to go to all your energy centres that are being triggered. So it's like your heart center energy overflows or rises up into your awareness, that unconditional love. It can be like a color or sensation or just a feeling, and just offering that to all your energy centers that have been triggered, that energy of compassion and kindness. So you're just allowing that to flow like a waterfall, going to wherever it needs to go in your energy system, offering it to that part of your energy that's been activated. And you're doing that breath after breath. And you're not trying to control it or make it happen, you're just curious about the flow of it. It's once you've set your intention, you let go. And you just observe and notice how your energy centers are thirsty for this beautiful energy of your heart. So it's quenching that thirst or that hunger or that imbalance by offering that lovely heart center energy, that loving kindness. And it'll continue to carry on flowing and working and restoring balance into your energy system. But I'd like you to set the intention that it now flows to the energy of the relationship you have with this person. So not the person, but the relationship, the energy of that, the connection, the vibration that you have with them. So think of that as a separate entity that you can invite your heart center energy to flow into. And again, you're just really curious about this. You're just observing it, noticing that flow of heart center energy going into that part of you, your connection to that person and the relationship in its own right. Just breath after breath, just allowing that connection to flow with the heart center energy, the loving kindness, the compassion, the unconditional love. So it's not coming from your head, it's coming from your heart, the wisdom of your heart. And you're very curious about what happens and your awareness of that connection, that relationship as you do this. Just focusing on your breath. Heart center energy flowing into the energy of that connection, that relationship. And now I want you to think about the energy of this person, their energy centers. So just being aware of your heart center energy flowing into their energy centers. Just curious about the ones that are connected and triggered within them. And just offering that to them. Not analyzing, not looking for answers. Just setting the intention and letting go. And just observing and being curious. Like walking through a labyrinth, curious about which turn you'll go next, which direction you'll head in next. And just focusing on your breath as you do that. When your mind gets distracted with the life stories, you just come back to your breath again and just remind yourself of that intention for the heart center energy to flow to that person's energy centers. And then just bring yourself really gently back towards your breath. Just aware of that breath moving in and out and checking in again with your body, with your feelings and thoughts, your observations. Setting the intention to write these down so you can notice what comes up when you journal. Smiling to yourself with loving kindness that you've taken this step. Opening your eyes and having a stretch when you're ready. Remember to drink some water and have a beautiful day. Namaste.